Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined now by Brandon Sturman, head coach of the Central College Indoor and Outdoor Track and Field Squads, as well as athletes Caroline McMartin and Jack Brown, ahead of the NCAA Indoor Division III Track and Field Championships. And Coach Sturman, it's been a really good indoor track and field season, and you guys are getting prepared for those championship meets. What's your overall feeling heading into this meet?
I mean, overall, I feel pretty good and confident with the crew that we have here. I mean, we obviously had a good season, and I think they just continue to impress us each and every week. So we're really excited. We're excited about the people that are here, the numbers that we have. It's just a good environment overall.
And you talked about those numbers, getting 10 athletes out there. That's a pretty big deal. And just having that many participants in the national indoor meet, especially as you get ready to transition into the outdoor season and really get competitions underway and get into the heart of the season here, having that number of participants start the year this strong, how encouraging is that for you and for the entire program?
Well, I think it's, you know, for the program, it's just momentum, and it's just kind of shown the work that we put in over the last 5 or 6 years that I've been here. So that part's the exciting part. As far as, you know, the season, like, it's just kind of a, you know, exclamation mark on the indoor season, and hopefully it'll just build momentum going into outdoor. And, you know, for someone like Jack, hopefully this will be momentum for the next 3 years that he's here. And for Caroline, this is just a good way to go out on top, basically. So there's just a different perspective no matter which way you're looking at it. But, you know, it's just exciting to be able to have this opportunity.
It is a very exciting opportunity. And now for our athletes, Caroline and Jack, if you don't mind, for starters, just telling us the events that you're going to be competing in and just some of the things that you're looking forward to about this particular meet.
I'm in the 800-meter leg of the DMR.
And I'm in the mile and the distance medley relay.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to being able to compete. It's going to be a super fun meet. Obviously, a lot of really great competition. I'm really grateful just to be here and to be a part of a really good DMR team. So I'm just really excited to run.
Me too. And I think we have some big goals that hopefully we can accomplish this weekend, but also just to enjoy my last indoor meet and getting to like do it with all my teammates is really fun too. So I'm excited.
It's going to be an exciting time. Caroline, Coach Sturman just kind of alluded to this and the ability to go out on top here, fourth year of running and getting to go back to the national meet, a place where you're not unfamiliar with the lay of the land. You know, you've been in not only the track and field championships, but also cross country, and just kind of leaning on that experience. What's going to be the thing you take from those prior experiences and bring into this meet this weekend?
I think the biggest thing I've learned is just to get out hard and get out strong and just like go with the leader and see how long you can hang on, because often you can surprise yourself. So in these meets, it's hard. It's easy to get caught up in the pack and in the back if you don't get out in a good position. So I think things like that I've really learned, but also just to have fun and treat it like a normal meet, because I think running relaxed is the best way to do it. So,
and again, we mentioned being able to go out on top and being able to wrap up your indoor career here at the Indoor Track and Field Championships. What does that mean to you to be able to just continue to find that level of success and just continue to build on what has already been a fantastic career here at Central and representing Pella?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, running for Central is really special to me, being from Pella and having a lot of family there. So that's something really cool, but also just to try and finish it out the best way I can. I think we believe we can run with anyone in the country. So trying to do that this weekend and setting ourselves up to make a lot of memories and do something special.
And Jack, a similar question for you from the flip side of this whole perspective, this being your first time getting to compete at the national championships, just getting to experience this and kind of learn from some of these athletes who have gotten to compete at this event over the last couple of years. What does it mean to you to kind of have some of these prior participants there to be able to help you with this first experience and just getting a feel for what this level of meet is like?
Yeah, I think it's really special to have a lot of these older athletes here to kind of guide me through the whole experience. As a freshman, I think it's pretty easy to get a little intimidated coming to this meet, seeing all the great competition. But when I have all these older athletes who have experience just to help me through it, I think that's really important, and I feel really confident going into the meet.
And one thing that you said earlier, Jack, was that, you know, you were just excited to be able to get that out there and compete and just have the ability to go show and go prove what you can do at this level. And, you know, I know around here getting to cover Norwalk and things like that, you've shown a great ability to compete, but going out and getting to prove on this level of stage, what's that just mean to you to be able to showcase your abilities here as a freshman at Central?
I think I just am really blessed and really grateful to be able to do this. I definitely couldn't do it without my teammates. So I'm really thankful for them to help me get here. But yeah, it's super exciting to be able to run at this type of meet with this level of competition. And I'm really excited to show what I can do out there.
And we're continuing our conversation with Central College track and field athletes Caroline McMartin and Jack Brown and head coach Brandon Sturman. And we're going to go back to Coach Sturman here for this question. As you go into this meet, obviously everyone wants to run really well and put their best foot forward. And sometimes that works out, sometimes it doesn't. What's been your message to this group as they prepare, just making sure that they stay in the right mindset to make sure that they are putting their best foot forward and not putting too much pressure on themselves going into this?
I mean, the biggest message is just we don't have to do anything more than we've done all year. Now you're already at the biggest stage. The marks you've put up, the times you've done, they mean nothing now. Everyone's starting back at zero. So you really just need to continue to do what they've done each and every week, and that's just go out and compete. Don't worry about the times. The times don't matter anymore. It's just about competing to the person next to you. So, and they've done a great job of doing that. And then the biggest piece is just creating an atmosphere and a routine so that they feel like everything is normal. So, and I think we've done that so far. And I just feel confident in them. And I think they trust in the training. So I think everyone's just on a good place.
And one thing I think that you kind of mentioned in there is kind of trying to establish that routine. Because obviously, for those who maybe don't know, you guys are out in Virginia for this event. And so there's a little bit of a disruption there in the flow of things and kind of preparing for a normal meet, right? Where you might be in Pella and you might compete there one Saturday, the next you're in Waverly or something like that. But this one, you had to go out much earlier. What's been that process like of just trying to establish that routine and get these athletes prepared for, you know, time changes, things like that?
I mean, the biggest thing is just when they eat and they sleep, basically. So, you know, the travel disrupts it a little bit, but trying to, you know, make sure they eat good meals, normal meals, and the same things they'd be eating back at home, and then making sure they get enough rest and those type of things. And then, you know, when we go to practice, we just got to keep it simple and do the same things we've been doing. So it's just the same thing in a different location. So nothing's too much different outside of that.
And Caroline and Jack, when you look at all of this, obviously there's a lot of goals, a lot of, you know, hope to go out there and place well and things like that. What are your overall goals just kind of looking at this meet and what you're hoping to accomplish at the Indoor Track and Field Championships?
I mean, I feel like we want to put our best foot forward in terms of competing with the top people and not counting ourselves out of All-Americaning, potentially winning, who knows. So, yeah. Like I said, we don't want to count ourselves out. We believe in ourselves 100%, and we know we can run with anyone else at this meet. We have all year, so just doing that again and hopefully having a strong finish that we can come out on top and feeling really good, but also just making these memories with all of these teammates and stuff. This year has been honestly the most fun I've had running in a long time, and so getting to do it with all my best friends is really special.
Yeah, I think similar to Caroline, we're just trying to not count ourselves out and be confident in our own abilities. So we're going to go out there and run as hard as we can, run as smart as we can. Whether that's first place or eighth place or wherever we end up, that's what we're going to do.
Sounds like some pretty good goals, if you ask me. Coach Sturman, a very similar question there. Obviously, our athletes have some really good goals set out for them. As you kind of look at this and the expectations, obviously, I'm not looking for placement expectations or things like that, but what's kind of your goal or your hope for this squad over the course of the 2 days they're competing at the National Indoor Championships?
I mean, my goal is for them to just go out and do their best, really. I mean, I think as coaches, we believe they can finish, you know, at the top in any of their respective events. You know, so we're excited to just see them compete. But we don't want to overthink it. You know, we just want to go out there and do what we've been doing. But we feel good about where we're at and how we're feeling as a team. So we're just excited to be able to race one more day.
Guys, appreciate your time as always. Best of luck at the Indoor Track and Field Championships. And hopefully when we're next talking about where Central Track and Field is, we're talking about some hardware that's been being brought home from Virginia. Again, appreciate the time. And again, best of luck.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Brandon Sturman, Caroline McMartin, and Jack Brown of the Central College Track and Field team here on today's Lately Radio Sports page.